Now we're going to talk about working with the media. Next slide, please. It's important to remember that there are various forms of media. People tend to think either of TV or radio, and each of those has its pros and cons, which we'll discuss in a moment. But remember that there are a lot of other ways that you can get your message out there. You can write an op-ed piece, an editorial. You can write a letter to the editor. You can call in to a radio talk show. Nowadays, you can actually put information online fairly readily. So they're more than just a sort of getting yourself on radio or on TV. There are more ways than that to go ahead and get your word out. And most important is not just to do a one-hit deal, but to sustain coverage, to make sure that if you call in on a radio talk show one week, that maybe you send in an editorial a couple of weeks later, or you put something online on your website. You want to sustain the coverage so that the point is made again and again and again, because as we know from marketing, it's repetition that really helps something be absorbed by folks. And not to be too repetitive, once again in media, a lot of your success will be based on relationship building. It's important to know who you should contact to get your point across in the media. And again, having a strong relationship with media folks can really help. It's also important to remember that when you're working for a large agency or organization like the University of Florida, there is a public relations office. Individual employees are not supposed to go to the press or to legislators or to anybody on their own, but rather they're supposed to go through the PR office. Next slide, please. There are various media strategies and tips that you can use. This first bullet is, once again, hitting home the idea of relationships, that you can build a relationship with people who work in a newspaper or a radio station or a TV station if you call and give them some positive feedback to say that you like the story they did. That's a good way of initiating contact, and you can later call on that same person. A big selling point for local media is if there's some big national story and you can provide a local angle on it. If some nationwide CNN and ABC and NBC have all been talking about the plight of the uninsured, and you have a local family that really suffered from being uninsured, something local that ties into something currently going on the larger political scheme is very helpful. As I mentioned before, it's critical to know who in your organization is the sort of the identified person to interface with the media, if there is such a person. It's also really important to know the different strengths and weaknesses of each media type. You're going to get a certain demographic with the internet. You're going to get a different demographic with 5 o'clock news. And one of the most important things is to remember to distinguish between media that can represent a whole story, give the whole picture, versus a little snapshot. If you are going for an interview, either for TV or radio, all you want is to have one sound bite, because that's all they're going to use anyway, so you might as well only just make one point. If you really want to tell the whole story, write a letter to the editor, write an article. Unfortunately, if you try and tell your whole story in an interview, you won't. Most of what you say will be left out, and just one or two points that you've made will be included anyway. And then finally, symbols are incredibly effective. Before you do very much with your particular cause or effort, find a symbol that represents it, because symbols stick in people's minds, and people will often get to know the symbol before they even fully know what your project is. Next slide, please. If you're going to contact the media, it's helpful to know whether or not you have something that will be of interest to them. And these are just some different criteria by which local media often decide what's interesting to them and what isn't. Obviously, one is what we mentioned a minute ago, the local version of a larger story, but other things that will appeal to local media, if government is involved, particularly if they're doing something questionable, if something is very expensive, if there's broad public interest, if the story reflects broad societal trends, when there are well-known people, famous people, or high-profile people involved, and if you have come up with some information that actually runs counter to widely held beliefs. At one point, there was a review of studies done that found that dust mite covers didn't actually help kids with asthma. Now, that might have been an interesting topic for an article or an editorial, because so many people have for so long believed that dust mite covers were very helpful. Next slide, please. And then finally, we have the kind of advocacy that most people think of when they think of advocacy, and that is legislative advocacy. Next slide, please. And Nancy Amadei is a wonderful social worker who's been an advocate for many years and advocates on every level, from the most basic one-on-one to legislative. And she says that there are five starting steps when you're going to go to the legislature or to a legislator. You have to have your facts, and in a few slides I'll show you some websites. You have to develop a strategy for how you're going to approach the legislator. You have to, once again, relationships. You have to, in some way, shape, or form, get to know your legislator, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. You have to get very broad support, and you have to identify your goals. Now, probably the first steps are getting your facts and identifying your goals. Then develop your strategy. Meanwhile, be broadening your support, and then have got to know your legislators so that when you're ready to go, you can approach them, and we'll talk in a moment about how you approach them. Next slide, please. Nancy suggests that one way to build a relationship with a legislator is to have several calls. So the first time you would just ask the receptionist or an aide, the receptionist, what committees the legislator is on. And she suggests, you know, being friendly with the secretary, getting to know the secretary. It can sound a little calculated, but it can also be very effective. Then on your second call, you again talk to the secretary, maybe reference something that you talked about in your first phone call, remind her who you are, you know, ask about whether her grandchild was born or whatever the topic was that you were talking about. And then in the course of that conversation, ask which aide you should talk to about your particular topic. And then on the third call, ask to talk to the aide. So that way you have a little bit of a history. And then oftentimes the aides are really the ones that, you know, sometimes you can feel good if you've talked to the actual legislator, but lots of times the aides are the ones that feed the information to the legislator, and they may understand what you have to say a little bit better. Keep your legislators informed. Again, same as with the media, you don't just want to raise something once and then let it go. Call back and say, I just thought you might like this update, or write a letter saying, or an email saying, you thought you might be interested in this new twist on what we talked about. And as you've probably heard, human interest stories are very effective. So, you know, if you've been talking about healthcare reform and you suddenly get a very poignant story about a family that really epitomizes what you've been discussing, that's also worth calling back. And then, you know, legislators, like everybody else, are human, and so thank them. Write thank you letters, call to say thank you, participate in their campaign as a way of thanking them, but do thank them. Next slide, please. These are some websites where you can find what current legislation is and what's happening. You can search by topic of interest and so forth. Next slide, please. And this is clues for how to talk to legislators. And, you know, they're very busy. They have very little time. So you want to be clear ahead of time how you're going to approach things. You want to get everything out in an organized, succinct manner in 90 seconds. You want to give your name and say that you vote, because really what matters to legislators is staying in office. You also want to say that you represent a large number of people. I'm Susan Horky. I'm registered to vote in Alachua County in Florida, and I'm here representing the coalition of, you know, elephant lovers. We have 6,000 members nationwide. Then you want to say why you're there, being very clear and direct. I'm here because there is a bill on the table right now to save elephants. We have lots of data to show that when elephants are saved, it's good for humanity and good for the environment. And this bill covers all elephants in the state of Florida. Then, of course, you have to tell them what you want them to do. You want them to vote for the bill. So I would like you to vote in favor of Bill 6742 to save elephants in the state of Florida. And then as you're leaving, you give them something in writing that summarizes what you've said so that they can reference it and remember it after you're gone. Next slide, please. And that's about it for the summary of advocacy, and any questions can be emailed to Susan Horky, and my email is tronst@peeves.ufl.edu. Thanks very much.